All right, the rise of Christian nations. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. Good morning. It's Saturday morning. It's the 18th of June, 2022, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2022. Probably isn't emphasized enough, but the year itself, 2022, is significant in that we decide the dates of the world that we use based upon the birth of Christ. Now, one can argue, well, he wasn't really born in zero. He was born in, 4 BC. But still, the principle holds. The very years that we use, the year 2022, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, 2022, is a reflection that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is King. That's what it is. In previous epochs of the world, you would have, you go back and read, the Bible, go read the Hebrew Scriptures. It talks about in the year of King Josiah, or wherever it is, in the 14th year of his reign, in the 33rd year of his reign, in the 12th year of his reign. And it would make dates based upon the year of a king's reign. And when we talk about the year 2022, we're talking about it's the year 2022 of the reign of Jesus Christ. It's about the reign of Jesus Christ as Lord. It's the year of our Lord, AD, Anno Domini, Latin for the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2022. Every time you think about a year, 1982, 2022, 1876, whatever it is, recognize that you're heralding and proclaiming that many years after the beginning of the reign of Jesus Christ. So when we talk about Anno Domini 2020, it's the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's the 2022nd year of his reign. That's what we're saying. Now, I know that's an outrage to the Antichrist, but I don't care. I don't care about the feelings of the Antichrist. I don't. I care about truth. And truth is Jesus Christ. There's a movement, and has been a movement amongst, Antichrist scholars, Antichrist false prophets, call them university professors, to change it to CE or BCE, current era or before current era. Oh, no. When I wrote my doctoral dissertation, I did just the opposite. I put Anno Domini, whatever the year was. It was in the, it was a few decades ago. I put Anno Domini in there, the year of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is Jesus Christ. And I put that in there. Oh, they don't like that. You had a bunch of non-Christians in there. Let's put it that way. Some claim to be of another religion. It's kind of a secular religion, really. Number of Jewish professors. I don't know if they like that or not. I don't care. Anno Domini, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you say 2022, you're proclaiming that our King has reigned for 2022 years since his birth upon the earth. The incarnation of God 2022 years ago. So he was born in 4 BC. You know, the point is this. We're proclaiming the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ across the whole face of the earth. Now, wicked men will come and they will try to change the times. They tried to change the times in the French Revolution. They tried to say the year of man, it's the year zero of the year of man, the year one of the year of man. That was 1789-ish, 1790-ish. They took Notre Dame, great Catholic cathedral, and made it into a temple of reason. And that, for me, that's the starting point of the rise of atheism in the heart of Christendom. The beginning of the great falling away. I know Christians today, evangelicals, are still looking for a great falling away. And I'm like, man, we've been living it for three centuries now. Pretty darn close. If you're waiting for your redemption, if you're waiting for the second coming, Don't be looking for things that are going to happen in the future. You might want to consider that all of these things have already happened. And I'm not a big second coming guy. I'm not a big eschatology guy. I'm not a guy that's going to sit around and say, oh, I think Jesus Christ is coming soon. I don't. I got kids. I got grandkids. Baby, I'm looking forward to 100 generations of Bergrins. I want to build Christian nations. I'm not interested in flying away. Not interested in that at all. Don't care about that. Don't care about it. If Jesus Christ wants to return tomorrow, hey man, that's his business. I'm not a calendar approval for Jesus Christ. Last I checked, he didn't even know when he was coming back. He says nobody knows the day, nobody knows the time of the day. Only the Father knows. Well, only the Father knows. That would exclude the Son. I have no idea when he's coming back. Not my business. Not my pay grade. Don't need to know. I know what I've been told to do. That's Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Build the kingdom of God. Disciple nations. Build Christian nations. Bring discipline to the nations and teach them everything that he has taught us. Everything. Genesis through the Revelation. We're called to build Christian nations. Listen, you want to know where the Antichrist is? Antichrist has been around for 2,000 years. I've been writing about this recently on bloodandfaith.com, podcasting about. Y'all looking under every bush trying to find this Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist is quite obvious if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Who's the Antichrist? It denies that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Who denies that Jesus Christ is the Messiah? I'm not going to do all your work for you. I'm not going to do all your thinking for you. Who denies that Jesus Christ is the Messiah? Go figure that out. You're going to get to the heart of the Antichrist right there. Who denies that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the literal Son of God, the only begotten of the Father? You want to know who the Antichrist is? Figure that out. 1 John 2, 1 John 4. John's screaming it. He's screaming it from the rooftop. You want to know who the Antichrist is? It's those that deny the Father and the Son. Those that deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. People that deny that Jesus Christ is the Christ and the Messiah of God. Well, who does that? Do your homework. Figure that out. Jesus Christ is not a religious figure. Jesus Christ is not a little guy that showed up and lived and died 2,000 years ago. He's literally the Son of God. He's the Messiah of God. He's the Christ of God. He's the only begotten of the Father. Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. John chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. And the church has done a magnificent job of denigrating Jesus Christ so as to please the Antichrists. We don't want to offend the Antichrist. Who's the Antichrist? Those people that deny, as a matter of their religion or whatever it is, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the anointed one of God. That's the Antichrist. Well, I'm trying to find the Antichrist. He's right there. He's operating in your school, operating in your government. And you're looking for some dude trying to rearrange the letters in his name to come up with 666. If 6 is the number of man and 2 sixes is a man and a woman, why not 6 sixes being corporate man? New form of government, corporate man. You don't even know who's in charge. That's one of the unique attributes of the beast of Daniel chapter 7 and the beast of Revelation 13. Daniel chapter 7, it's a different beast. It's different than all the other beasts. There's something completely different about it. Nobody even knows who's in charge anymore. Everybody knows that the head of government in the United States, there's something wrong up in his brain. It doesn't give him any excuses. But everybody's wondering, who's pulling the strings? There's people that don't know, and there's people that think they know. And there's people that know, and I'm not one of them. Then you got this world government. Oh, the World Economic Forum, the World Governor Council. Well, who are they? And you get a few names out there, but how do you even address that? How do you even change that? And you got banks saying, well, you know, this is our new policy now. How do you even address that? You don't even know who to talk to anymore to figure out who you're going to be governed by. It's a different kind of beast. Back in the day, centuries ago, you kind of knew who the emperor was. Emperor Napoleon or whoever it was. You knew who the head dude was. And if you wanted to shape power, you had to touch him. You had to address him. You had to get him to change his mind. Right now, nobody even knows. That's the fascinating thing about the current beast, Beast is a world empire. It's a world power. And the beast, go back to Daniel chapter 7. They're vicious. They're jealous of their power. They're envious of their power. They can't stand competition between other beasts. They don't get along peacefully. Surely we see that in the world today between what they call, quote unquote, the West, which I got lots of issues about that. We've talked about that before. Why did they change Christendom to the West? Because they wanted to turn Christendom into an atheistic area. Who are the ones that push that agenda? The Antichrist. Judaism is Antichrist. Been Antichrist since before Jesus Christ. You guys have to understand that. You got to go read your Gospels. So when people say Judeo-Christian, what they're meaning is Antichrist Christian. That's all it means, Antichrist Christian. There's a little snarky guy, got a little squeaky voice on the radio. I've listened to him a few times, not recently. I don't know how many times during a show he talks about Judeo-Christian. You had to throw up in your mouth when you hear the term Judeo-Christian. You had to throw up in your mouth. It ought to disgust you. Don't be an Antichrist. Come out of Babylon. Don't do that. All right. Christian nations. I remember when I started bloodandfaith.com. I don't know. It's been a few years. And I talked about Christian. We're going to build Christian nations. By God, we're going to build Christian nations. You know, 4, 5, 6 years ago. 7 years ago. I've contemplated my whole life. I've written about it earlier in my life, but bloodandfaith.com, I started that 2016, something like that. I said, we're going to build Christian nations. Now, I'm not the only one out there that's been saying this. There's been people saying this for 2,000 years. 2,000 years to build Christian nations. It's been widely understood that we need to build Christian nations, discipline the nations, bring discipline to the nations of the earth. And there's men in the United States and around the world that have the vision to build Christian nations, explicitly Christian nations. And even in the last month, I've seen an enormous surge in press coverage of those of us that want to build Christian nations. And of course, they, you know, the Antichrist press, who denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who denies that he's the Messiah, who denies that he's the anointed one of God. Their perspective is, yeah, he's a historical figure. We don't care. At best, they'll say, oh, you're a little Christian. That's your religious view. Well, we respect your little private religious view. No, it's not my religious view. It's truth. It's a universal truth. It's a universal, infinite truth that Jesus Christ is literally the Son of God and that he is the creator of the universe. Won't back down from that. I'm not interested in a religion. Not interested in a religion. Not interested in my private little spiritual life. Not interested in that at all. Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh. He's the incarnation of God. And he's the ruler of every nation. That's why we say Anno Domini 2022, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ 2022. His claims are universal. If you say you're a Christian, this is the view you need to have. If you claim to be a Christian, this is the view you need to have. Don't go around and say, oh, this my private religion is, you know, I'm a Christian. It just sounds so weak. Oh, I'm a Christianity person. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in it. No, dude, listen, here's the deal. Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. You're just recognizing reality. You're just recognizing the facts. You're just recognizing what is true. Jesus Christ is literally the king and the God emperor on this earth of every nation on the earth. And he created the entire universe. Anything else is a lie. It's an utter lie. And as I pursue this, all I'm saying is what the truth is. The truth is universally applicable. This isn't my religious opinion. This is a universal truth. It's universal. I don't care if you're an atheist, a Muslim, a Jew, a homosexual. I don't care. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth. And we're going to build Christian nations. Don't care if you don't like it. Press has been getting a hold of this lately. Like I said, there's a number of people who are talking about Christian nations, building Christian nations, the establishment of a Christian nation, the resurrection of a Christian nation, the resurrection of Christendom. I love it when the Antichrist, when the seed of the serpent, they lose their mind. They get so angry. You know what the good news is? Here's the good news. They're freaking out. I mean, look at this cabal up there. Look at this cabal. Oh my God, we got to protect homosexuality. We got to protect abortion. These demon-worshipping people are terrified, and they're running in panic. And this is good. Let them scream. Let them scream. Let them do the snake dance. I got four kids. When they're of a certain age, I don't know, two, three, they wouldn't get their way, and they drop down on the floor, and they start wiggling around and making all kinds of weird noises. I said, go ahead, man. Do your snake dance. You knock yourself out. You just sit right there. Just keep going. You're doing good. Just keep going. Keep wiggling. Oh, God, it would make them mad. Oh, they'd get mad at me. They just hated that. I've got a kid that, grown young man, he's in his 20s now. He said, Dad, I hated it when you said that. I just hated it. But I did. These kids would drop to the ground, and they'd go into gyrations and a little panic attack and self-pity and spoiled little kids. I should just keep going. You're doing good. Do that snake dance. Oh, God, it made them mad. But you know what? They learned it. I'm not moved. I do not care. You're not going to get me to change because you have a little snake dance. So you got all these antichrists out there. They're doing their little snake dance. They're having their little pity party. They're having their little emotional meltdowns. They're doing their demonstrations. They're burning abortion pro-life centers. They're demonstrating in front of the judges' homes. They're threatening the lives of the Supreme Court justices. They're getting ready to come out on the streets and riot again this summer, especially as we move into the midterm. Let them. Let them do their snake dance. I don't care. We're going to build Christian nations. All that does is inspire us. All that does is inspire us. All these articles, where was the article? I can't remember what the press, but you know, one organization picks it up, they write an article, and then everybody jumps on it. It's all like it's a pile on. So and so writes an article, and everybody else picks it up. Oh, it was reported today in such and such publication that there's a rise of Christian nationalism, and it's a direct threat to our democracy. And so our newspapers around the world will pick it up, and they'll pile on. Good. Let them be freaked out. One of the greatest things that's going on in the world today, in the year of our Lord 2022, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ 2022, in the year of his reign, of his incarnation 2022, is that finally Christians are waking up, and they're just saying, you know what? Screw you. I don't care. I don't care what you call me. I don't care if you call me racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic, or Islamophobic. Don't care. Bring it. Call me your dirty names. Doesn't intimidate me anymore. This is the greatest freedom that we've seen in 100 years, 200 years. I've been writing about this for years. I said, you want freedom? Get rid of these shackles. They're self-imposed shackles. All you got to do is break them. Don't be intimidated and cowed when somebody calls you racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic. Screw them. Pardon my French, guys, this morning. I guess I've got my coffee going. Forget them. Who cares? Did God put that sin on you? No, the accuser of the brethren did. Putting this false guilt of a false sin, the sins of Satan on you, and you prance around, church, talking to you, church, evangelicals. Well, I'm not racist. I'm not sexist. I'm not homophobic. And you dance around trying to prove that you're innocent in the eyes of Satan. And God's going, what the hell's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Why are you doing that? Who put that on you? God? No. The accuser of the brethren, the seed of the serpent did. How many times have I told you that salvation is based on bloodline? Salvation is based on blood. It's based on the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't come at me and talk about race and racism. Salvation is based on race. It's based on race. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of the Son of God. Salvation is based on race. You're either under his blood or you're not one of him. You're not his kid. You're either the seed of the serpent or the seed of the woman. Salvation is based on blood. There's a difference. There's the sheep and the goats. The goats are divided from the sheep. The goats are cast into the lake of fire. The goats are sent to hell. Oh, that's race-based salvation. Yeah, that's right. If you're a sheep, you're saved. If you're a goat, you're damned. Well, that's racist. Well, then maybe you ought to change your idea of what's good and what's evil. Maybe you need to wake up to the fact that Satan has set up his own morality, his own system of morality that's 100% contrary to the Holy Scriptures and to Jesus Christ. And in order to accuse the Christians and to accuse God and to accuse Jesus Christ. Everything I've said in this last couple of years is the inversion. Everything's inverted. The Genesis 1 through 11 is inverted. God tells you what's good in the first 11 chapters of Genesis, and then Satan in the world comes out and inverts it. God hates Babel. God hates Babylon the Great. And here we got people out there trying to build a new Babel, build the one world government, the World Government Council, United Nations, strengthen international institutions. All in the face of God, like Nimrod. He was a mighty hunter of souls in the face and contrary to God Almighty. And they want to run it. They want to rule it. And they want to depopulate the earth. They're open about it. They don't hide it. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. Very open about it. Watch an interview of Turner? Todd Turner, Tim Turner, Ted Turner, CNN founder. This is on Charlie Rose. This was, a decade ago or so. I said, oh, no, we got too many people out there. We need to depopulate the earth significantly. Otherwise, the earth will come to an end. What we got now? What's this great reset? They're going to take, they've taken over. They essentially have. We're going to jab everybody full of these substances before they even know what it is, that they openly say it modifies your DNA. It's modified. Moderna means modified RNA. It goes in there and then it tells your DNA what to do. They've been talking about this for decades. Now they got everybody on the juice. Modify our DNA. Where do you think they will stop once they can do this? Oh, we got too many people. Well, guess what the jab might just do? If not this one, how about the next one? How about the next booster? How about booster number 15? You don't think that's coming? I'll be nice. You don't think it's coming? You don't think that's coming when they say, hey, you know what? And then what if they can do? What if they can tailor these jabs, or not vaccines, jabs to your race? Oh, we got too many of this kind of people. Oh, let's just, boom. You don't know what's going in you. The evil imaginations of their heart are unlimited. They're unlimited. You know why God wiped out the ancient world? Because the imaginations of their heart continue to violence continually. What do you think they have in their hearts now? What do you think? If you let this vaccine thing go on, what do you think they're going to do? Oh, they're just trying to stop COVID. No, they're not. They're lying. They're trying to normalize unlimited injections into our bodies, even to kids down to 5 months old, 6 months old, without us knowing what's in there. Normalize it. COVID's over. Well, now it's the monkeypox. Normalize it. Total control of the world. And death. Anyway, rise of Christian nations. We're going to build Christian nations. There's a number of organizations. I can go back 30, 40 years and talk about the Christian Reconstruction Movement. Russus Rushduni, Gary North, Banson. One of the greatest books you got to read is Banson, Theonomy and Christian Ethics. I think it's out of print. I think you probably get a secondhand copy for $100. I had an original. Don't know where it is. I think I still have it, but you move around a little bit and God knows what's in storage. Banson, Bahnsen, Theonomy in Christian Ethics, Presuppositional Thought. By the way, the secular scholars have already come around to the idea that presuppositional thought is non-optional. The beauty of God's creation is even pagan secular man proves the truth of God, that we act by faith, that we're creatures of faith. We're not capable of reasoning beyond things such as the very language that we speak. You don't have a word for it. You can't imagine it. You can't contemplate it. You can't use logic with it. You can't rationalize it. You can't be rational about something. That's why they pervert language. That's why they say things like gay. Gay means happy. Oh, no, it doesn't mean homosexual. Well, what do you, well, then what meaning do words have? Their whole point is to remove the rationality and remove the logic from you. So you're manipulated by accusation and emotion. The whole purpose of the destruction of language is so that they remove logic and they remove rationality. And so you are manipulated by accusation, guilt, and emotion. It's exactly what they're doing. That's why they say math is racist. It's really hard to make math a matter of guilt and emotion. That's why they say math is racist. That's why it is. That's why they pervert the language. That's why they come out and say, well, you can't be racist. And people just go, oh, you're right, I can't be racist. Well, what is it? You don't even know what it means. You can't even define it. Go have an honest conversation with somebody and say, what does racist mean? And spend some time and drill down into it. Well, that's when you don't like somebody. Oh, I can't like somebody? Well, no, that's not what I mean. You can't like somebody because of their skin color. Oh, well, how do you know if I dislike somebody because of their skin color? Well, you said a bad word. Okay, then the answer is I said a bad word. Doesn't mean I dislike somebody because of their skin color. I just said a bad word. An impolite word, a disrespectful word. And so you drill down into this. I've done this with my kids. It's infuriating to them, but they get the point. They said, well, it's when you dislike somebody that's of a different race. I said, oh, okay. So so-and-so, whom they know, hates so-and-so's guts, who happens to be of a different race. Is that racist? Well, the problem is that the person doing the hating wasn't white, and the person that was hated was white. I said, is it racist for a non-white person to hate a racist, hate a white person? Is that racist? Boom, poof, gone. Gone. But again, they don't want rationality. They don't want logic. That's why in law, racism and racist is not, there's no legal definition for it. That ought to be a big red flag for you guys. Ought to be a big red flag. You can't even define what it is. Can't even define. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we have a narrative. God has given Christians the narrative. God has given the world, not just Christians. He's given the entire world, the world, the narrative. The world is without excuse. Not only does the world know because of, you know, God made it plain. He made evident the attributes of God. Romans chapter 1. The entire world is without excuse. Sorry, it's without excuse. That's why I get on the whole thing on homosexuality. Look, no rational person on the planet can say that that's a good thing. We exist strictly because of heterosexuality. There's not a homosexual on the earth that came into being through homosexuality. Not a one of them. There's not a single homosexual on the entire planet ever in the history of the world that came into being because of homosexuality. None. The entire human race cannot exist without heterosexuality. And you all sit there and try to lecture people on science. Science says. That's why I don't even use biblical arguments against homosexuality. I put it in my colleague's face. It's, oh, you believe in science? When you do a transgender, you cut off some part, you drill a hole, and you throw some hormones in. Does that really change an XY chromosome to an XX chromosome? I'll put your science in your face. I don't even go to the scriptures on it. You can. Mentioned the other day about a young white preacher in Texas. He went to scriptures of homosexuality. World had a fit. Christian churches even had a fit because they're afraid of the world. James 4:4. You want to be friends with the world, you make yourself at enmity with God Almighty. Goes back to Genesis 3:15. You want to sit around and please the Antichrist? That's fine, man. And you want to keep wearing your cross? You're taking the name of Jesus Christ in vain. That's what the third commandment is. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. What's the name of the Lord thy God? It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord thy God is Jesus Christ. It's not God. It's Jesus Christ. It's the name above all names. It's the name before which everyone will bow. Those on heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. Fact, truth, big fact. Your entire world needs to revolve around that singular fact. Jesus Christ is Lord. And at his name, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess to the glory of the Father, whether it's in heaven, on earth, or under the earth, that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's ground zero. That's the fact, folks. John 1, Hebrews 1, Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. He was incarnated as a man 2,000 years ago. People say, oh, I believe in God when he shows up. He did show up. He showed up, he died, and he rose from the dead. People say, well, they got no answer for that. Bottom line is people are going to do what they want to do. And if they have rebellion against God in their heart, that's what they're going to do. The good news is, There is salvation. There is salvation, but it's in Jesus Christ. It's not your salvation, it's God's salvation. God's provided salvation for you. You didn't provide it for yourself. He's provided salvation for you, and it's in his Son, Jesus Christ. Don't complain that you can't earn your salvation. Don't complain that you can't figure out your own salvation. It's been provided for you in Jesus Christ. You neglect it to your own punishment. You neglect it to your own hurt. Don't be upset. Don't be offended if there's no salvation outside of Jesus Christ. Thank God there is salvation. Well, I just died. Listen, save me your I justs. Just save me all that stuff. There's salvation in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. It's not a religious statement. It's a statement of fact, statement of truth. Not interested in a religion. Not interested in a morality cult. Oh, I got my wife mad the other day. Oh, I shouldn't tell you this. Don't tell her. I said, look, Christianity, I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. I'm loyal to Jesus Christ. I didn't join a morality cult. Does that justify sin? No, Paul addressed that very clearly. No, by no means does this justify your sin. By no means. Not any way, shape, or form. But here's the deal. We're loyal to Jesus Christ. We're loyal to a monarch. We're loyal to a king. You want to talk about sinful men? Joshua, David, Peter. I don't know. The list can go on. Even Jesus Christ was accused of hanging out with drunkards. This ain't a morality cult. You want to know who the most moral people are in the Bible? That was the Pharisees. It was the Pharisees. Paul testifies of it. He says, I was perfect according to the law. I was perfect. Peter didn't say that. Peter comes up to Jesus and says, Jesus, Lord, get away from me. I'm a sinful man. Jesus Christ hated the Pharisees, hated them because they erected their own religion over the Word of God. They erected their own traditions of men over the Word of God, subverted the Word of God. He hated them. Well, hate's not a Christian virtue. Well, I guess Jesus Christ wasn't a very good Christian. Go read Matthew 23. See how we talk to the leadership of the Jews. Go read John chapter 8. See what he called the Jews. Go read the Revelation. See what he does to the bad people. I'm telling you, the church has made up traditions of men. They're trying to remarket Jesus, rebrand Jesus. Jesus 2.0, kinder, gentler Jesus. He loves you, forgives you, gives you free bread, free fish, feeds you, forgives you, gives you little hugs, eternal life, free eternal life, free heaven candy. Jesus Christ is the judge of mankind. He's the judge of every man's soul, whether you believe in him or not. Many are called, few are chosen. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those that go that way. Narrow is the road that leads to life, and few are those that find it. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. Your little loving, all-forgiving panda bear with cotton candy on his head that you can lick. I'm telling you, the church has reinvented, remarketed Jesus Christ. Keeps the real Jesus Christ in the closet. because they're ashamed of him. They're embarrassed of him. They want to trot him out. They want to trot out a vision of God that won't offend the people that hate God, that won't offend the Antichrist. The church has trotted out a vision of Jesus Christ that won't offend the Antichrist. This is what Jesus Christ warned about when he says, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. What's the leaven of the Pharisees? It's their doctrines. What was their doctrines? It was traditions of men that overruled the word of God. That's why I hammer at this. That's why I hammer at this stuff. Talmud's nothing but a collection of oral traditions that overrule the word of God. That's what Jesus Christ went after the Jews for, went after the leaders of Judaism for. Matthew 15, Mark 7. That's what he warned the disciples of. Disciples coming up, Jesus, don't you know you're offending? Jesus said, I don't care. They're blind men. They're blind. And they're going to fall into the pit. And anybody that follows them, because they've made up their traditions of men, they're going to fall in the pit. And God have mercy or not on all the pastors that made up these false traditions of Jesus Christ. They got no basis in the word. You take and you strip him of who he is and you dumb him down in order to make him pleasing to the Antichrist. You see it all over the place. See it all over the place. D.C., go around Washington, D.C. right here. Washington, D.C. You go down there, you look at these churches. What's out front? Ain't a cross. It's not one of the great saints of God. Once in a while, you got, you know, maybe Mary's out there. No, you get the homosexual flag and a BLM, Black Lives Matter poster. Every single one of them. They fear man. They ought to say, you know what? I don't care what your movement is. I don't care. Homosexuality is antichrist. It's contrary, not only contrary to God's word, it's contrary to science. But they're gutless cowards. They're gutless cowards. Don't be that way, Christian. Don't be that way, Pastor. Life is a loyalty test. All of life is a loyalty test. Who are you loyal to? You got a little religion that gives you comfort? Sorry, not it. You want to follow him? Pick up your cross, man. Pick up your cross. Be loyal to him unto death. Unless they're calling you dirty names. I mean, I finally had to wake up to this. Fritz, man, how come they're leaving you alone? It's because I kept my doggone mouth shut. I'm going to roll. I want to say some bad words here. Can I? Kept my freaking mouth shut. Why? Oh, I had all the excuses. Doesn't matter. I've opened up my mouth before. I've said what I have to say. Doesn't matter. Matters. It matters. Finally, I had to go to my God and say, God, I'm going to open up my mouth. I don't care if I change one, even if I change one person's mind, one person on the planet for the rest of my life. That's all I ask. One person's mind, one person's heart. Just nudge them one degree off of the bad course they're on. Just one degree. Somebody wants to accuse me of having low standards. Oh, I got low standards. That way I meet them. I meet my standards. I got low standards, so I keep them. That's not a very ambitious goal. Yeah, but I meet them. I meet my goals. I had some advice once for some young people, including my own kids. I said, listen, don't get anybody pregnant. Don't get arrested. And don't do drugs. Somebody looked at me and said, well, that's a pretty low standard. I said, look, I'm just trying to be realistic, folks. Just trying to be realistic. I mean, life is tough. Life is hard, especially when you're a teenager. Young woman, young man. What do you want? You want a monastery? What do you want? That doesn't even work. One of these days, I'm going to do a Bible study on David. Love David. Love King David. The Bible says he's a man after God's own heart. And God swore to him. He says, listen, I'm of your flesh, of your body, I will make you king, and he will be king forever. That's Jesus Christ. Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, is a direct descendant of King David. Now, the father of Jesus Christ is not biologically related to David at all. Father of Jesus Christ is God Almighty, directly, without intermediary. It was not Joseph, wasn't anybody else. The father, the XY chromosome, is directly from God Almighty. She, Mary, conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. But listen, there's the story of Mary is absolutely primary and critical to the identity of Jesus Christ. There was no man physically involved. She conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. God Almighty caused her to conceive. Jesus Christ is literally literally the Son of the Almighty God. He's the only begotten of the Father. Don't undermine it. Go back and preach it. Go preach it, preachers. Go preach that. Jesus Christ is literally the begotten, the only begotten Son of God. The only woman on the planet in the entire history of mankind that got pregnant as a virgin was Mary. And she was the vessel God used to incarnate God Almighty. The incarnation, the in the flesh of God Almighty. Look, I don't care what you read. I don't care where you read it in the Holy Scriptures. Here's how it ends. Jesus Christ is Lord. Go back and read the second chapter of Daniel. Go read the seventh chapter of Daniel. Go read the Revelation. Go read the Gospels. Jesus Christ is Lord. He rules and reigns over every nation on the planet. Daniel chapter 2, big statue. What happens at the end? What happens at the end of the story? Boom. Rock carved without hands, which is Jesus Christ, shatters the entire statue, and he fills the earth with his rulership. I don't care how much these demons are freaking out, what kind of snake dances they're having. We're building Christian nations. Move over. Not going to apologize. We owe no allegiance to you. The Antichrist have no allegiance to our God. They have no allegiance to anything but themselves. I got a paper coming out. It's coming out, I don't know. Wanted to get it out this week, but it didn't. But in it, it talks about, you know, even the government officers. I don't even want to get into this because it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. But we got government officers that actively undermine the very document that gives them authority in the first place, called the U.S. Constitution. But that's separate. We'll talk about that next week. Paper's forthcoming. I don't care. I don't care. Jesus Christ is Lord. You don't like it? I don't care. Conservatism is dead. Conservatism is dead. As dead as dead can be. You know why? It has no soul, has no heart, has nothing. It's shifting sands. It's been a fraud. Conservatism is a fraud. It's fraudulent. It's a false god. And you see the fruits of a false god. You see it today. What has all of conservatism done up until 2022? Nothing. Zero. Move over, conservative. We're building Christian nations. Move over, rhinos. Move over, Republicans. We're going to build Christian nations where Jesus Christ is explicitly named, explicitly as openly as our monarch. He is our monarch. He is our king. And we will govern our nation under Jesus Christ. We will honor his word. The Ten Commandments will be the basis for all political, social, and moral law. The Holy Scriptures will be the grand narrative. It will be what children read. If there is government schools, government schools aren't required. They're a massive brainwashing tool. Always have been. That's why every revolutionary movement had to capture the healthcare, had to capture the schools. Give me two generations with your kids, I'll change your country, and the banks and the money. That's why the Antichrist focus on them. Christians are like, oh, I just want my hour and a half every Sunday morning in some dark room. Put Johnny on the drums. Bang the drums harder, Johnny. Bang the drums harder. Get the lady up there swaying around, moving her hands. Oh, and then preacher comes on. It's 15 ways to stop sinning, and it's never worked. That's why he keeps preaching the same sermon for 45 years, for 155 years. You think the devil cares if you sin or not? He doesn't care. But he wants you focused on that task so you can not focus on exactly what I'm doing, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord and building Christian nations. Stop trying to please them. Your standard is not the world. Your standard is not the Antichrist. Your standard is not the secular world. It's Jesus Christ. It's the Word of God. We're building Christian nations. I want many Christian nations. And they're all going to be different. They're all going to be different. They're all going to express the glory of God Almighty and loyalty to Jesus Christ differently. Just like you and I are completely different. We're not the same. You're not the same as me, Christian. You're not the same as me. Don't try to be the same as me. I don't want you to be like me. I don't want to be like you. Be same with Christian nations. Norwegians will have a different way of expressing the glory of Jesus Christ than the Italians. An Italian Christian nation will have a different way of expressing the glory of Jesus Christ than Central Americans. Never forget, I lived in a country called the Savior, a country that was named after Jesus Christ, El Salvador, the Savior. I lived in a country explicitly named after Jesus Christ. This is what I'm talking about. Christian nations, now that all they got to do is rearrange what they're doing instead of teaching this Antichrist nonsense. Why do we have countries of the world out there promoting debasement? And you got all these little Antichrists doing their little snake dances in the U.S. because they want to promote homosexuality and its attendant vices. Well, you know what they are. Why? Why is that even a thing? It's shameful. Oh, you're discriminating. I don't care. I do not care. Where is discrimination? It's saying the Bible, thou shalt not discriminate. People don't even know what the word means. Talk to my kids about it. I said, what does discrimination mean? Well, that means you can't dislike somebody based on skin color. I said, no, that's not what it means. Die scrim. Die to scrim line. You ever heard of a scrimmage line in football? It's a line. Die is two. You can be on one side of a line or another. When Jesus Christ has his judgment day, he will die scrim. Two sides of the line. He will discriminate. He said, oh, you're with me. Come with me. Boom. You're not. I don't even know you. I don't know who you are. Off to hell. That's called discrimination. Well, I just didn't think. Well, that's why I'm here. Help straighten out some of your thinking. Look, it's in the Bible. It's logical. It's rational. Go read. You want to know what's normal? You want to know what the normal narrative is? It's the Holy Scriptures from Genesis through the Revelation, especially that first 11 chapters. That's why I go after this global governance stuff. You got churches out there, they don't know what to do with it. They're just blinking their eyes. They don't know what to do with it. That's because you never had a sermon on the Tower of Babel. Why haven't you ever had a sermon on the Tower of Babel? World government. God hated it from the beginning. Why? Because it prevents the rise of Christian nations. It prevents the rise of a Christian culture. Well, I don't know if I believe it. I know you don't. I know. That's why we got these problems. Acts chapter 17, what, 26? From one, God made many nations. From one, God made many nations, many different nations, to see which ones would reach out to him and serve him, though he's not far from us. Guys, it's right there in the book of Acts. From one, he made many nations to see whether or not they would come and say, you know what, we're going to serve the living God. He wants many nations, and he would that they all served the Son. But those that want to be goats will be goats, and they will be cast aside in the course of history. I mean, why do you think the Psalms, the prophets, they talk about they shall all go up to Zion, and they say, how is it that you're so such a great nation? And the answer is, we live by the Ten Commandments. By the way, the first and the third commandments explicitly refer to Jesus Christ. When it says, you shall have no other gods than me, that means Jesus Christ. Don't apologize for that, Christian. Don't hide that. Don't ever say, oh, we're all one in God. Jesus Christ didn't say that. Again, traditions of men. Oh, man, this stuff is good. I love this stuff. Listen, it's the weekend. I may be out of town. I don't know. We'll see what happens tomorrow morning. I usually do a live service every Sunday morning. I might have to put up a recorded one. But by God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to build Christian nations. And they can do their little snake dances. They can have their little fits. They can burn down. I don't care what they do. Conservatism is utterly bankrupt. It's been a fraud from the beginning because they won't acknowledge Jesus Christ and the Word of God. If they won't acknowledge Jesus Christ and the Word of God, they're bankrupt and they're false saviors. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, out.